You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. Tuesdays are normally quite boring, I find, especially just before Christmas, but goodness me, it's been a really good day today, and I'll come to that in 1 second. But let me give you a couple of prices first. The Stock Exchange News Service of the JSE was a quiet affair today. There were results out from RMB, and the share price fell by 12%, but that's technicalities rather than real results. So let's go straight to the spot prices and start with the currencies as always, where we've got the dollar rand at 17.29. I've got the British pound against the rand at 21.44, and the euro rand is 18.39. The euro dollar, goodness me, look at this thing, a 1.1% rise for the euro against the greenback at 106.35. The British pound against the US dollar is 124.02. If we go to commodities, with the movement in the currency, with the weakness in the US dollar, the gold price has soared $38 an ounce to $18.19. That's over a 2% rise. The platinum price is up $47 an ounce, great for South Africa, $10.49, and that's a 4.7% move. And palladium, 6.1% to the good. What a day, $1,976 per ounce. I'm going to come to the reason for this in a moment, but let me give you the rest of the commodities, notably the energy prices. Brent crude oil, it's coming off its highs. It's only 2.2% higher, only, I say. But anyway, $79.70 per barrel, and West Texas crude, $74.61 per barrel, which is just under 2% higher. Natural gas prices have gone through the roof, up 7.2%. I think it's to do with this incredibly cold snap we're having in Northern Europe at the moment. And elsewhere, what's going on? Coal prices up nearly 2%. But nothing else. It's really all to do with the weaker US dollar. And the reason that the US dollar is weak is because the inflation numbers from the United States for November were released today. 7.1% was the annual increase in the month of November, and that's the price of goods and services that we all use every day. Inflation is coming down, which is really good news, and the market loves it. So let's have a look now at what's happening to risk assets, notably the US stock market to start with. The S&P 500 index is up 2.25% to 4,116. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield, because people are surmising the interest rates have peaked in the United States, 3.45% for the US 10-year. The South African 10-year bond yield, 10.40%, and that is around about a percent better. Bitcoin is a risk asset, I suppose, if you can call it an asset, 17,763, which is up an impressive 4.33%. I'm going to go now to the JSE and have a look at what stocks managed to take in all of that news that came out this afternoon from the United States. So let's have a look at some individual stocks. Okay, on the upside on the JSE, Montauk Renewables up 6.75%, Capital & Counties up 6.5%, Anglo Gold Ashanti 5.2% higher, Textainer up 4.7%, and Prosus up 4.75%. On the downside, this is an ex-dividend story, a corporate story. Barlow World down 17.1%. Alphamin down 6.85%. Transaction Capital down 2.6%. Bytes Technology down nearly 2%, as is Exaro. Let's have a look now at the closing JSE indices. As I say, I don't think the market had enough time to really take in what happened in the United States. So there may have been somewhat of a muted reaction, but we'll see what happens tomorrow morning when the market opens again after people have read all the reports about the fact that inflation in the States has probably peaked. But also they have to take into account that if it has peaked, that might mean that there's a recession on the way. Okay, the resources index of the local exchange, 2.5% higher. The industrial index up 2.33%. Financials up 0.5%. The top 40 index just over 2% higher to 69,676. And the all share index, the overall index, 75,835, up 1.9%. So a really, really good day on the JSE, and long may it continue. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the openings. Please join me then. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.